NewsRamp, Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies Podcast, Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Hugging Face breach. How AI agents outpaced security defenses with 17,000 actions in a weekend. Vector Certain's analysis reveals existing defenses failed due to structural limitations in post-execution detection, not misconfiguration. MITRE evaluations show 0% protection against identity attacks, highlighting a paradigm gap. The Detection First model struggles against autonomous threats using valid credentials at machine speed. Stay tuned for part 4 of the series on pre-execution governance.
Custify adds integrations with Pylon, Maxio, Groove for better customer visibility. Custify announced new integrations with Pylon, Maxio, Groove, and Granola to enhance customer visibility. These integrations bring support tickets, billing data, revenue signals, and AI meeting notes directly into the customer 360 profile, helping CSMs identify support and billing risks early. CEO Philip Wolf highlighted the importance of these signals in maintaining customer health and preventing churn.
Spreadsite launches autonomous AI wholesaling platform at Spreadsite.ai. Spreadsite, an autonomous wholesaling platform for real estate investors, has launched its web application at Spreadsite.ai. The platform uses proprietary AI to handle every aspect of a real estate deal, from sourcing to signing, without human intervention. Unlike other tools, Spreadsite's AI voice agent directly contacts sellers, negotiates terms, and matches buyers autonomously. Founder Daniel Kaufman emphasizes the platform's unique approach, offering a demo at Spreadsite.ai.
How UI and UX remain essential to CRM in the age of AI, and why? Headless CRM is not the answer for human-in-the-loop selling. In a recent announcement, Went Partners highlights the importance of user interface, UI, and user experience, UX, in CRM, arguing against the trend of headless CRM. The author emphasizes the need for a visual interface to make informed decisions, especially in the age of AI. Went Partners invites readers to join the early access list for the Sell More Now with HubSpot CRM Plus AI Fall 2026 Roadshow, showcasing their human-centered AI-powered CRM approach.
Beeline Holdings Inc. to update investors on Q2 results as digital mortgage strategy targets changing housing market. Beeline Holdings Inc. is set to update investors on their Q2 results as their digital mortgage strategy adapts to the changing housing market. Using AI and automation, Beeline aims to speed up mortgage approval processes for homebuyers and investors. The company will discuss financial results and business initiatives during a stakeholder call on August 13, 2026, following a successful Q1 with doubled revenue and loan originations despite market challenges.
Investor News breaks: a ZIO AI Holdings Inc. signs a TNT fiber agreement for 500 MW Texas AI campus. O's AIO AI Holdings Inc. has signed a master services agreement with AT&T for fiber connectivity at its upcoming 500 MHz Texas AI campus. The deal aims to provide a high-capacity networking framework to support AI training, GPU, cloud computing, and more. Axazio AI committed $2.40 million for fiber services to Axazio AI technology for fiber services to accelerate deployment for potential hyperscale clients and best companies, and bolster its LNG purchase, bolster IDI algorithm and MDNA and more.
Mission IR News breaks: Datavolt AI Inc.
Schedule second quarter 2026 financial results conference call. Datavault AI has scheduled its second quarter 2026 financial results conference call for August 19, 2026 at 8:30 a.m. ET. CEO Nathaniel Bradley and CFO Brett Noyer will discuss the quarterly results and provide business updates. The company will release its financial results before the market opens on the same day.
VectorCertain analyzes six-part OpenAI, Hugging Face AI breach using Mitter frameworks. VectorCertain analyzes the July 2026 OpenAI Hugging Face breach, identifying six of seven Mythos threat vectors activated. The attack chain mapped to six vectors, excluding T3 invisible deceptive reasoning. Anchored to Mitter Atlas V5.4.0, the breach exhibits familiar patterns documented in the OpenClaw case study. VectorCertain's classification provides a structured inventory for defenders to evaluate and prevent future incidents.
Draft U.S. law seeks to create a kill switch for AI systems. A new U.S. law proposal aims to require developers of advanced AI systems to include a kill switch for emergency shutdowns. The bipartisan effort comes in light of recent incidents, signaling a push for safety measures in AI technology. Companies like Datavault AI Inc. will be closely monitoring the legislation's progress.
Trump considers imposing controls on AI after hacking incidents. President Trump is considering imposing more controls on AI tools following cybersecurity incidents involving models developed by OpenAI. This move could impact AI hyperscalers like Amazon.com Inc., raising concerns about potential operational challenges for tech companies. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story.
Mission Iron News breaks wearable devices limited. Prices $3.30 million private placement to support AI and product development. Wearable Devices has priced a $3.30 million private placement to support AI and product development. The company will sell 1 million ordinary shares and warrants to purchase up to 1 million additional shares at a combined price of $3.28.5 per share. The offering is expected to close on or about August 3, 2026, with proceeds earmarked for various purposes, including commercialization of Modra products and advancement of AI initiatives.
LatiMed AI enters agreement to develop digital platforms supporting access to IVIC laboratory services. LatiMed AI Corp. has entered an agreement with the Venezuelan Institute for Scientific Research, IVIC, to develop a digital platform supporting access to laboratory services. The platform will allow authorized users to request services, schedule appointments, monitor requests, access reports, and complete payments. This initiative expands LatiMed AI's capabilities beyond telemedicine, demonstrating its technology's potential in institutional and enterprise workflows within the healthcare and scientific services ecosystem.
NeuroThera Labs' quantum platform achieves a significant milestone by demonstrating a complete end-to-end hybrid D quantum K, quantum classical workflow for clinical data analytics. The platform successfully processes real-world clinical data, generating biologically relevant insights. This technological advancement showcases the platform's capability to handle complex biomedical datasets, applying quantum-inspired methodologies to uncover non-obvious patterns while maintaining alignment with scientific interpretation requirements.
Fauci pleads the fifth 111 times as guest hosts fill in for No Agenda. Fauci pleads the Fifth Amendment 111 times during a Senate appearance as guest hosts Darren O'Neill and Larry Blythner step in for the No Agenda podcast. The episode delves into Fauci's testimony, Elon Musk's AI predictions, and a bipartisan backlash against flak safety cameras. The hosts dissect these stories with their signature clip-driven analysis, providing a critical perspective on the latest headlines.
Focus Universal announces deterministic AI forms auto-populate engine, introducing a new era of autonomous business document processing, Processing Point 4. Focus Universal Inc. introduces its deterministic AI forms auto-populate engine, revolutionizing autonomous business document processing. The platform converts raw documents into completed forms without coding, using a proprietary deterministic learning model. By automating document processing, organizations can streamline workflows, eliminate manual data entry, and increase efficiency across various industries. The engine operates 24/7, offering consistent, traceable results without the need for AI model training.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of in the summer, newsramp.com. You can see news.summer.